Go to item G, rubbish ordinance. Sir Shane Heap or his representative, I believe he's there. A couple of comments before the undersheriff speaks. The Board of County Commissioners hereby states that the following ordinance is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, and welfare. The ordinance will now be read into record. I recommend that Sheriff Heap or his representative read the title of the ordinance into the record.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Council. Ordinance number 12-01, an ordinance regarding the accumulation and removal of junk and rubbish in our county. Respectfully request that the commissioners adopt this ordinance.
Okay. And before we do vote on this or make a motion on this, is there any public comment on or questions of the undersheriff about this ordinance? This is one we've talked a lot about over the years, and it's now coming to harvest that we are going to have something in place. So I would certainly take any public comment. Donna, would you have some comment today?
Donna Dreyer Ross, 38590 Ridge Road, Agate, 80101. I read this ordinance, I think, a couple months ago online in one of those Mother Sleepless Nights. And I do understand the need for it, but since the compactor is currently shut down, I would recommend that we postpone this until the citizens of Hubbard County have a place to throw their stuff away. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Mr. Merrill, would you like to address the board?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Richard Miller, Community and Development Services. I just wanted to thank Sheriff Heap and Undersheriff Winkle. We worked pretty closely with Michael Moore in the department and also Deputy Kevin Pope. And I think that this is going to be a very good thing for the county. I think the fact that we have a uniformed officer show up at the door to deal with complaints with rubbish will help quite a bit, and also the authority to write citations. I think that'll get attention of some of those folks that are not necessarily keeping their property real neat. So I think it'll be a big improvement in our system, and we're looking forward to working closely with the Sheriff's Office during the transition. But I think this is a very good ordinance for the county.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any other public comment?
Just to address the comments of the ordinance that's posted online, that ordinance was actually adopted last year. What this one is, this will replace the one that's currently enacted because we needed to streamline and provide more enforcement matters for the county and also get more in step with the actual statute itself. The ordinance in place is statutorily just, but it doesn't provide enough enforcement measures for the county to proceed in a more effective and efficient manner, and that's what this new ordinance is intended to do. So what we're doing now is this is simply just the first reading. It's going to go and be published in a general circulation newspaper, and then we'll have a second reading another day as well.
Thank you. Any other public comment before we move forward? Okay, seeing none. Yes, sir.
Larry Ross, 38590 Ridge Road.
And spell your last name.
R-O-S-S.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a new or an additional ordinance. Perhaps I'm remiss in not having read this already. Has it been available for public examination for some time?
No, sir. It will be available today. Today is the first reading.
So is the intent of today's reading to enact it?
No, sir.
No.
Okay.
Any ordinance has to be read under the record first, then it has to be published for, is it 12?
At least 10 days.
At least 10 days. Then we have to do a second reading, and then it will be voted on at that time. And
so there will be additional opportunity for public comment.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment at this time? We need public comment. Seeing none? I have no further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to speak in favor of this. It's not a new ordinance. It's a rewrite of an existing ordinance. The county has spent a lot of money in legal fees trying to enforce its current ordinance. Plus, the current ordinance, it does conflict with state regulations. And so this is going to streamline that process. We have moved code enforcement under the sheriff's office, and I think it's a positive move for the county, and I think it's going to help our overall operations and improve the county as a whole. So I would speak in favor of it.
I have no comments.
Mr. Chairman, I concur to make a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that the foregoing ordinance number 12-01, entitled an ordinance regarding the accumulation and removal of junk and rubbish in Elbert County, be adopted on its first reading as an ordinance necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, and welfare.
Second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you.
We have a second.
We have a second.
Second motion.
Mr. Chairman, I hereby move that ordinance number 12-01 be published in full in the Elbert County News as a newspaper of general circulation published in Elbert County, and that a second and final reading of the ordinance be scheduled at a public hearing of the Board of County Commissioners no sooner than 10 days after the date of such publication.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
And Mr. Belson, are there copies of this available?
I do have some here, and if we need additionals, we can make some.
Okay, thank you.